餐以及电啊 ，Group Engineer Performance Support System Management Program。
Thank you very much, Chef Christian, and thank you for inviting me here. I have with me accompanying me is the acting DG for my settlement, Mr. Umberto Chiman, my left hand. And next to him is the Chief Director, Philip Chauke, who is the Dave Lindsay. He was responsible for his program, and he was responsible for handing over for the period that we handed over to Port Affairs, so he's very relevant official here. And the other gentleman is next to him is the CFO, possibly the one known to me, would have been here. Actually, CFO, we will be here on several occasions to take this matter that arises from our state. Beyond that, the official there would be able to introduce themselves. They are of the foreign territory.
Morning, Richard Townsend, Department of Municipalities.
Good morning, Joy Gaza, Water and Sanitation.
Neville Kenny, National Department of Human Settlements, Acting Chief of Operations.
Thank you. Good morning, Jay. I'm a Singapore National Treasury.
Good morning, my name is Moussa Shangwa, and I'm responsible for the audit of water and sanitation from the Osses Market.
Good morning, my name is
Moussa
Shangwa from the
Osses Market. Morning, Chair. Morning to the members of the committee. Morning to the partners. It's today's last one.
that's fine. Then what we'll do, then we'll have to commission one to do that. Just requesting coverage at the inventory that we want to follow up on. Allow them to deal with the issues in the area, then then we can allow comments to make to us. After hearing the comments, we can
thank you, Jessica. I'm going to touch on the four. That's the pregnant in the year between 2010 and 2013. That's budgeted an amount of 1.2 billion. She eradicated the backlog of access to water sanitation by 2014. And she are now in 2015. And according to the AG, the report that we received, which I believe the department has, the department will only be able to spend 501.4 million over the three financial years. It may be good to assess while understanding on a certain point the process that the department has initiated. With this commission meeting, it will be the HMTG put out a hardly able to may I protect you? The HMTG will explain when necessary.
The challenge in the building management is that you spend more time in project planning and in planning. The National Development and Settlement has never yet to manage infrastructure projects. Every time we talk about the function, we are no engineers. Any built environment, it takes you plus minus 18 months to package the project properly. And that's your planning. Most of those planning timelines are making the timelines that you have to adhere to. So every time when you took over the function, we had to appoint two implementing agencies. We appointed IGT, and we appointed Google Labs as the implementing agencies for the planning. IGC, because it is a government institution, it was easy for us to contract with them. So we appointed IGC and Google Lab Trust was authorized for a number of other projects, but about the water aspects at the time. And it was still called water aspects. So the gearing up aspect, gearing up our capacity in the environment. Okay, let me just want to understand. We have two options. One option was to spend the money directly to the affected municipalities. Most of those municipalities didn't have any budget. They didn't have capacity of their own. Remember, this is, these are rural municipalities, they're not your big urban centers. The second option was to use the grants or to spend the grants from the National Development federal grants to provinces. But provinces themselves are not the public sanitation projects. We are here to have houses in the province. So we then also the other comment was that the I don't want this to come as an excuse. I think it's one idea to take full responsibility for the performance of this grant.
Thank you, Dr. Franz. Taking from the last question teaching, that is where I said I'm going to start on the over, so that we are able to get a sense on what the teaching says for whatever reason. But probably maybe the question is that the implementing department is not one of them. Probably it's the other one, according to what you are saying there. Because when you plan to pay most trails for the grants to be used in choice over the understanding. But according to my own understanding is that before you come to implement the plan, it's something that is needs to be planned. And in that kind of planning, it's where you are able to say at a particular time, what is it that you want to do? And I think for us sitting here to get an explanation that yes, you agree, things were not properly done. But it's something, things we are dealing with post-mortem, it's something that really something that as a community we are unable to understand or just to take it further down so that it really measure our own understanding in terms of what I just want to get the.
Process of appointing the principal agent, in this case the principal agent is referred to as the management process in Kamba. So the Kamba that should be performance managed the implementing agency as an extension of the department. So all of those things took longer than I expected. But even when we managed to contract with the implementing agency, because the contracting arrangement was not very good between those implementing agencies, in most cases, especially year one, the implementing agencies didn't need the time. They dispersed the grants to IT and to Indulatas on the basis of the claims that were submitted to us. But they didn't need the time to the first year. Management was actually Kamban, whose job was to make sure that the two implementing agencies are meeting their targets and their performance also the contracting arrangement between us and managing process company was not very tight. You'll see it as we go down the line because I'm sure these are all the questions that have come up about performance, because the key issue here is the performance audit. The implementing process is not a performance to the success of the project.
Thank you. Thank you, Action District, for your elaborate. We still want to come to the concern, like I said previously, that it doesn't overview to put us on the for the next all of us, what you think that's really important to us. We now go to the students and the information agent. In terms of the information agent, the report. In one of the findings, it was revealed that one member of the Disc Evaluation Committee caught all bidders, no, except one bidder, the winning bidder, which is number four. And then, secondly, the department did not take results of the background. The security training into consideration for the construction of the assessment. And that is the availability of anti-competitive and inclusive behavior by the two countries. And out of those findings, institutions, maybe one would have an interest to find out if the members of the DEP disclose in relationship with the data. That is question number one. Some of the presenters I should just highlight them. Okay.
Thank you, Chair. There are two questions on the whole. One is about scrum. We picked up some discrepancies given that the processing costs. We noticed that there are fluctuations in the manner the numbers of the Digital Evaluation Committee score the companies and look at it and several aspects. The Digital Adjudication Committee, which is supposed to provide governance and oversight over two other committees, referred the letter back to the Data Evaluation Committee twice. And it was referred back because the Data Education Committee members were worried about the scoring patterns as well. It is a standard operating procedure that all members of the Data Evaluation Committee, members of the Data Education Committee, members of the Disc Certification Committee. At the time, there was no Disc Certification Committee. Only these two committees, the evaluation and the certification. The significance of the Disc Certification Committee, which didn't exist at the time, is that it makes it easy for the evaluators to do the scoring. The two things that have to happen in order to avoid the subjectivity in the scoring by members of the Data Evaluation
Committee. So there was no conflict of interest at the time.
We didn't identify any conflict of interest in the scientific office. Yes. But we were still not at peace about the scoring patterns. And we feel that those fluctuations emanate from the fact that we didn't have a big specification quality. Most of
us... Is that an option or
was no big
specification. You say the fluctuations were the result of the absence of a big specification quality. Is that an assumption or fact?
It is a fact because there was no big specification quality. The second thing...
How does it become a fact that one member score everybody else so low?
we really want to assume that all the members of the Greek organization were good up with the supply chain management process.
How were they appointed?
They were appointed because they were managing the program. They managed the program for some time. We know the product better than any other official.
So supply chain management was not the important criteria?
Supply chain management is important criteria. Remember, you still have the two committees. You didn't have, how do you finish the point of this specification?
Thank you, Chairperson. Because I was going to ask, who are the eight supervision commission members in the department? Maybe that one is able to give us some help on how to arrive at the conclusion that there were no conclusion and forward for an interview. Because I felt if a one member of the DPC was all of the other, low except one, then it means that complete position that the PDG is working that man according to us.
We will still have to arrive at the conclusion that there was a conflict of interest. So far we haven't taken any conflict of interest. The only reason why we don't have a standing about the security screening.
Yeah,
I don't know,
so just make an observation, not a question.
Okay.
Sure.
Thank you. Does the department have an evaluation criteria
from Janet? Yes, we do. That evaluation criteria is informed by the nature of the work that we have to do. We have an evaluation criteria to service providers for sanitation. So we do have it, but it's informed if you're going to make an appointment for the procurement of housing for instance. You would have a specification, for that. And in that specification, you have the evaluation criteria of the personality aspect of it. And one of the reasons why you need a strong deep specification committee is to tighten up that evaluation criteria, to tighten up the specification or the terms of reference. Because if you don't have a deep specification committee, you will have weak terms of reference and you will have weak transfer of agreements. You have to fix it in the beginning, which is a deep specification committee.
Maybe also the response one was wants to check if it was in existence by the person on the building of certificate.
Yes, we had the question, right? You can share that. On the high side, you look at the it's not only our member, it's the way they are scored. Robinson, in terms of reference, I was very fast. He creates an element of subjectivity in the story. We have to make sure that once you have finalized your terms of reference of your specification, you get a technical, an independent technical specialist to look at that. And even in the story, which is the measure of the practice, even in the story, you have numbers of the data by which you put it. You would want to get a technical report first that looks at how all the other companies have performed and responded to the specification. None of those things were reached at the time when we were preparing for this particular way.
Thank you. On the screening part of you, why screening was not done? The contract were awarded. What did the platform show agent that you couldn't do any screening?
We awarded it for screening. It was from the standard of quality and procedure. The information of quality, we have to submit for screening. They were submitted. We also
knowing the content that your person is not serious to seek the submission, but they are contractors before you even go to the club, which makes that training standards.
The secure screening, but it took a little bit longer. So that, I think there was pressure.
The response is will come to the mind that the screening part of it is just a formality. It's not something that we would want to practice as a department. And moreover, if the AG has been able to act as they were doing this report, I think you were in touch with the AG in terms of what it is that they find in the state, in terms of what they were doing. To check really if it was just over the point of the screening. And probably there could be somebody who is responsible for this. And in terms of the PFMA section 88, the accounting authority is responsible in terms of contract of this the high value for money. And in terms of the planning, in terms of what is it that's supposed to be implemented, I think it's something that the department needs to look beyond something that those are the teachers and everybody is supposed to do from what that really we're supposed to follow our own law.
We are set to advice,
Chair. No, no, that's not so important. Because if you say it was pressure, but means there was pressure to break the law. There was pressure to implement even if it means breaking the law. The screening was there. It was not optional. And we see from the revival that has come through.
representative, so maybe the acting DG will be able to maybe get a little space to the committee, to bring the committee, maybe to send some information in terms of who was really responsible and in line with the PFAD session 38 in terms of the discussion that we're having, in terms of what really was happening, in terms of the standards and the implementation. So I'm trying to check the system in terms of the response and in terms of what has been allocated to, in terms of my preparation will take a long time back. So then I want just to move to another other member can then come as someone they are doing a follow-up. Then we can move to project management capabilities of project managers. When you check on the management, the consultant did not demonstrate any ability to effectively manage the rig. There were poor quality toilets, which were certified as complete. The consultant took information provided by the regional sanitation coordinator and failed to monitor the implementation of the project. That is the format of what the AG is, the format of them doing the performance of information. And then the special report found that the management consultant did not demonstrate the ability to manage the project efficiently. What was the basis or the criteria for appointing this management consultant?
Management consultant was appointed as an extension of the capacity of the department. And we realized that the two implementing agencies are not the only. We felt that we needed a management consulting company to manage them. The standard practice in the built environment is that you appoint the principal agent first, and you appoint the management consulting company first before you appoint the implementing agent, so that the management consulting company can assist you first with the specification, can assist you with proper contracting, and they can assist you with what we would call the principal agreement. What has happened to you is that the management company, it didn't happen for a number of reasons, but the only reason I can think of now is that the management consulting company it didn't happen because the contractors, the implementing contractors, the first ones were going the other way around.
So the question of why was it?
Because the two implementing companies were appointed on a 10-year basis, that they would be responsible for everything, from planning to implementation.
That's correct.
It is a standard operating procedure in the industry that when you're dealing with a complex implementation program, you will appoint a 10-year developers to manage everything. But the two that we're talking about, engineers, if you like, we refer to them. They were appointed on a ten situations that they will manage everything. But when the other company was four, we decided to appoint Margin as a management consulting company. So we are retrofitting.
No, it's fine.
Thank you. I just said that the problem is that in terms of what is here, what the teacher is on the fact that the consultant, those two of them, as I mentioned, they did not do the work according to the actually in line with the terms of reference that we have for These are your symptoms that you have to say. And how the parents is aware that their work of life is not in line with their because of what you have accepted. And when then the consultant went to take information from regional communication, how do you communicate? It's a point of contention. And so you will see them the work that you've done. But they are taking information from somebody else. And how do we come to a conclusion with this information? They want to be using any for money for
the regional coordinators. We have regional coordinators who understand the business very well. And the capacity of the regional coordinators differs from region to region. There are those regions that are doing very well, signing up on the work done. There are regions where we needed more capacity to supplement the work of the regional coordinators. Then we have to take full responsibility is in the contracting arrangements with the management consulting company. And the management consulting company should have been introduced properly in some of the regions so that the regional coordinators should teach the management consulting company as an extension of their own company. In fact, where the regional but it comes back again to contracting between the departments and managing a contracting company between the departments and the implementing agencies, because the management consulting was meant to manage the three different agencies.
Yeah, and then it has not been
taken that way.
Then
that
just not
to go away. Yeah, just a thank you. I just want to get this leadership question. What are the things that coordinate? Are they in the reach of the department? According to my understanding, what their real work was done by the regional coordinator. It's a video of something that is in condition. So the money was going to be compared to 40 million, and you for those original coordinators who are housed in the department. You see, when we started to talk about learning leadership,
the original coordinators were employees of the department, were responsible for the sanitation program in all of the regions. But what we picked up is that not all the regions were fully participating. And those regions were in extra capacity to manage. If you look at the regional computers, for instance, in the eastern, you had three technical officials whose job was to visit every party site in the region. And because we worried about turnaround time in terms of moving our targets, we thought that we need to supplement their own capacity to do their own program. The consultants and the regional coordinators sort of work together as a team. So so that we can provide the right amount of justice. Again, it comes back to the democratic arrangement between the government, the management, the consulting company, and the implementing agency.
The company was paid 95% of that good upfront fee. And yet, once the performance is delivered, there is no correlation. Meaning that they were paid by government employees, you know, for the month and they were paid. Now that is
in the contract. The way the contract was drafted.
Why was the contract
accepted? There are two ways of contracting.
There's a time, especially this one that you chose. Why was it chosen?
The intention was to get the implementing agency to spend on it. So what you want to do is contract.
Respecting what they are
performing. In other words, they get a fee on the basis of the budget. So either they want a fee, you say you get 5%. Of the value of the work that is done, it's 5% of the budget that you have to maintain. So the contract could be shared. The contract wasn't necessarily linked to the performance, it was linked to the budget expenditure.
Why was the budget set to it? The part of the 2 is 2, 1, 1.
Because on hindsight, you said a little bit wider about it, but the way it was done in the beginning, the intention was
on the issue of the national coordinator, I think one would be able to, even though I don't get the real sense of anger, because when you check in terms of the report, is that the national coordinator was doing work for the management contractor, and whereas the department be able to get management information. And one would want to check if there was any need for the department to have this function outsourced rather than for the function to be done in house. It goes back to both previous questions that
there was a need to get supplement the work of the
what extra capacity was ICT provided when it takes or managed to anything according to our profession?
The agreement ICT was on a first basis. We did not have to pay ICT after Indeed, and I came species. We needed for some little things. Well, there was a time when there was a need for the new realizement in the architectural challenges with the communities. And they proceeded with the three research and the
advance.
It only came as a demo. In the beginning, there was a reasonable contract. We made clear that we are not going to take it. We wanted them to come with it. Maybe there must be discussion before we succeed. And when we realized that we are still accessible challenges, we are experiencing the very sign that happens, which will be possible.
Can we go through the expenditure outcome? And when we check the report, there's no expenditure of the grant, which was engaged in April and May 2021, 2022 financial year, and 2013 financial year. And we want to know what type of monitoring was done by the department to monitor the work of the consultant, and who is responsible for the monitoring of this consultant.
Notice that the gear mounting identity was corrected in the most recent that a report we get verified on site that we have an X number of toilets and we pay the service for that. That happened in the 30th. And this happened because of our budget. I'm asking you to take a look at those numbers because this is not what we used to. But that's the idea. And we take full responsibility as a fund for all of that. The signing off of the quality of the toilets is twofold. It is a responsibility of the official department, chief director, and director, and the regional government The accountability for everywhere that is done lies with them. So when it's all said and done, but you have the regional coordinators, you have the chief director, and then the deputy director was responsible. The director was responsible for running the contract. And if you're looking for the means, we can share that with you after this meeting. All those coordinators, their names, the names of the directors, and the deputy directors. But when the toilet is delivered, that toilet is not there until the beneficiary is signed. In other words, the beneficiary was receiving the toilet.
Just on the next question that I said, so the department has a way of recovering the money. It should be changed on the because out of all the decisions that they have, it seems that we've got to go somewhere and do what it is that we can get from people who can do the work.
Conduct management is a continuous exercise. On a weekly basis, it's not easy issues. It links to the monitoring. You have the right to the sense provider in the mind to the sense provider about what he or she is contracted to do. If you don't do it,
maybe before I pose the questions, because I'm a bit worried with the sisters and Malicious Complaints. Because to be honest, the FTDG is not providing any answer in that is the questions raised. Now, maybe we are going through this motion just to comply. But let me just state the importance of what we're talking about. Let's go to the report. We all have the same report.
over you. The very best part, to save the quality of sustainability of sanitation services are of great importance to human dignity, the quality of life and dignity. According to the statistics of South Africa, 2.6 million households still do not have access to basic sanitation services. It was government's objective to eradicate this backlog of access to water and basic sanitation for all households by December 2020. And we are in 2014, sorry. And we are in 2015. And my saying is, as politicians, we are guided by officials. They are the ones who are coming to us in terms of progress, and they are the ones who are coming to us in terms of budget. And we then go out and make these pronouncements based on what we were advised. But we are sitting in 2050 now. Unfortunately, we are not even near that is the study. And yet we are getting answers that are under discussion. And then let me deal with the issue of the provision of education and training, because I take it to DG. Earlier on, you spoke about the SLA and terms of reference. I think in the specification it was also indicated that these companies, they must conduct some training at these communities. Let me start with the value of the contract of these companies, A and B, because going through the report, I couldn't figure out. What are the value of the contract?
Yes,
Mr.
In the first year, I just want to verify the exact. In the first year, we had about 100 million rands. I think it was 100 million rands. Because you were arranging them as limited agents.
Yes.
So we had to split the grants between the two of them. I'll give you the exact figure for each company. But the overall budget implementation was about 100 million.
What I need is a value for each company.
We've got it somewhere, but I want to be 100% correct. I know that one company was 45 million. What? For 1 million. I'll ask my colleague to check the exact figure in the meantime.
There was an indication of consumers part of the specification of the contract. And if yes, what percentage of the consumers were trained? Because what they put you. That is of the 40, that is 26 universities visited by DG, health and hygiene training was not effective.
The training of the consumers was in most instances done by the department in consultation with the service providers. We ran hygiene education programs in a number of universities. And we had a director who was appointed to do exactly that to this summer last week. And there was a budget linked to that particular program. But as a standard operating procedure, we also asked the companies themselves to educate the beneficiaries about how to maintain. They ask you how to maintain the toilet and also how to adhere to the hygiene and maintenance standards.
That's what was eight. Mm-hmm. What is the problem? That when the agent in the audit, the owner of the audit has that. And unfortunately, I see a representation here by one company who has the chief director. On this subject, I don't know what the decision of the people who come to work, but she made the assertion that the figures of people who will be impacted by the health and hygiene education will be determined at the end of the program. Instead of evaluating check it only at the end. But I don't know what the hospital quality is trying to continue at the end. Which would have got assisted the department to see where the department is going in time. So that we don't have to clarify the
in all instances, the two implementing agencies trained all the beneficiaries. In the other instances, we were told that there was simplification in the language. But in the contract, it was put that the beneficiaries trained. And there were instances where we trained the beneficiaries together with the implementing agencies. I've attended three of those myself.
I think I really understand. Your training was done by the department. The DG who is responsible for that. Now, hence my question. Because initially, when Honorable Chilwane was asking questions, we made it clear that we did not have the capacity in the department to implement this project. Now, what is then surprising is that you do have capacity at a later stage to assist in the training. Now, I need clarity of that as to what capacity do you have and what capacity do you want to have? Because conveniently, you come in when you want to assist them, that is the consultant. Now, you need to explain to us that at what stage do you come in that you assist this consultant? Because we cannot outsource a project if we have internal capacity.
Chair, not in all instances in the region where we have
who was supposed to do the training, the health and hygiene training, in terms of the contract, or even, who was supposed to do it?
The training agencies have to do it, but the responsibility and accountability to make sure that it's done lies with the better
balance. Well, that's not the council of the time, not the implementation. So, if you have a problem, the fact that we also have to do it, because we have people that pay to do it, your to monitor that they adhere to the control of the issue. Otherwise, then creating a person that no, we do it, that's why this person was off. So now we have my follow-up question was, so who was also going to be based on this capacity? Because it's very important, the answer. You also had this company, A and B. They were reporting directly to this partner. Because so appointed the consulting that this company led. And by implication, suggesting that they were reporting to the regional coordinators, or there was somebody senior whom they were reporting to. The implementing agents was.
The implementing agents were operating in the region. The regional coordinators.
No. Who were they reporting to? The regional coordinator for.
We were reporting to the regional coordinators because we needed the regional coordinators
and the regional coordinators were supposed to certify the work of the implementations. Is that what you say?
Yes, the regional coordinators were supposed to certify the work of the implementing agencies when the regional coordination capacity was just increasing.
Okay, and then where did the regional capacity itself?
Where we didn't have capacity, we relied on Mazuma to do the work. But Mazuma will then work with one, two officials from the tech office or from the region. Three policies where we still have outside special certification for us. Mazuma started working on all the reasons. So we made it as a standard practice that the regional coordinators must work with Mazuma because we worried about the general tax, so we wanted Mazuma and the regional coordinators to work together.
When the function was moved
out of the department, we had geared ourselves. And because we managed to build an armament, the cargo capacity that we're looking for, which is generic capacity and downtime capacity, it still comes with the same government. So what we usually do, we create a pool of professionals and fix the rate so that it becomes the
reason.
So the function moved,
yeah,
already comes again.
The function is now moved to another bed. How did you see that? The other issue that I need to have in is, I think my colleague also raised that issue. The issue of the screening and testing. Is it normal procedure in the company that the department, that this department, which one of the department, sorry, I'm sorry,
I want to go to national protection.
Okay. It isn't normal procedure in the department that you would publicize that is the certification and decide to not perform. Not this case, it was very clear that any company that applies that is for this project was supposed to go through a certain process. And unfortunately, in this case, that was not the case. I'm saying it is normal procedure in the company. How did the department to do that? Sorry, Mr.
The standard
technology
procedure is that we shouldn't have adopted the business as provider before PMI and state security measures. We haven't done that. That was the only objective.
Now what are we going to do with that? What do we intend to do? We
rectify that objective.
Because
it is more of a mission that we need to understand
Preempted my intrusion in the matter because that falls within the recommendations that are given by the Auditor General to myself, and I would need to respond to that, and I was getting ready to do that. But I'll allow the processes of getting up to some of
the reports.
Yeah,
from my first comment, you will be free. You can just speak among the many questions that you have. It is fine. Because you are going to ask five questions, one or two, so that you should not over concentrate to distribute and stay there.
I will comply with the democratic oppression which has been exercised. No, Chair, I've been listening very attentively to the board, actually, due to the court counsel, and I'm actually not getting the response that you need. I think there's only a big chunk of I think before we even speak about this particular problem, how did it happen, just in the word go? Because it speaks to capacity with the fact. Because it's a ripple effect of a lack of capacity to be able to plan something. And we now have to rely on the AG, which is correctly pointed out, to be the one who comes in every time to pinpoint to areas of non-compliance in the failure to follow due process. And people have been paid every month to be in the know of that due process. Which then the worst scenario is what happens when the aid is not there? Who just to assume for one moment there was no auditor general. Then things just get out of hand. And so the one question that I would like to ask is, in light of this, I know that the minister has indicated that should speak to the recommendations. That's fine. But is there capacity in the department to manage this type of programs? Has an assessment been done of who has what, and are they fit for purpose? Because I think that we are in this particular problem because it's just high levels of maybe let me recognize and say that they have a fair attitude towards the public person. And things are being done in nature, for example, the contract addendums are being added every time to sort of cover up inefficiencies that should have been picked up in the beginning. And then we are then hiding behind, So, Chair, really, I would really want you to maybe let's go deeper. With this, we're just scratching the surface of a bigger problem. And the evasive responses that we received, for example, to speak to that is that the shortage of responses is an indication of the bigger capacity to invest.
What?
My questions will be relevant. I would like to speak to the issue of term contracts. And for me, contracts can't be that complicated because there is a standard contract in terms of responsibilities, liabilities, and obligations within the contract. Now, you've mentioned that the original contract was linked to budgeting. To enable you to get the expenditure within the budgeting process directly and not on performance. I'm quite sure when you finished these contracts back in DG that you had in the back of your mind that there should be actual implementation also. And it seems that it kicked the ball before the little actually learned, because the contracts were awarded to successful but before the results of the background security screening were done. It was based on they meet the requirements to best of the budget. But what I find amazing, and this is the question, that we have 700 million unspent in this process. 700 million, 1.2 of the budget is only 500 million in respect. 700 million unspent, which did not reach actual implementation of paid services to the first of the poor. Now, in terms of these contractual arrangements, why is it not given to a legal opinion? Why didn't you get a legal opinion within the department, even not a legal opinion? Why did you not outsource a legal department to see that at least within the founding stages, we kick the ball off in the correct manner and also at least start in the founding process period? Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
for the border. I also trust that I have a solution that has been served on the market. The interest from where I'm coming from, obviously the message now with the water sanitation, the function that comes first. Having gone through the court and trust that the questions have not been answered, very quick one for me, in summary, which I want to believe that granted the issues related more with the service providers having to be able, whether to have implemented or not, but I would really hone them more on the norms and standards. We're also confronted with the same question in our last interaction with partners. In one instance here, relates to one complaint or proceeds. A toilet, one toilet, would have been told that would have been causing something to the tune of about 36,000 around per unit. Now, this goes to the London standards, including workmanship and related conduct issues that were right there. The second one is I'm sure the department will be able from water sanitation or from human settlement or water sanitation. Would be the impact. I'm sure this is something that you usually would do, I'm sure, would have been something. The impact of this program, to those that have been given us to, whether it is impact in the right direction or impact, again, from workmanship in the wrong direction. The last one talks to, which I don't see much of it, maybe it's somewhere in the details of the report. The matter related to the rural section of the deficit. Granted, this is your rural infrastructure fund. Now, the absence to a very large extent of infrastructure in the rural areas also makes life very difficult for any infrastructure layout that has to do with the, you know, piping roads. To an extent, justification has been given at some point that you can only do precautions in some of these areas. But in the Mpopo area, you are told that there are some sections where in one company that mentioned the name has been able to factor in the infrastructure in an area where already it has been serviced. So those will be the three areas that will be shown on norms and standards, rural setting, and the impact sense.
Then we can take responses. Just pull the network.
Thank you, Justin. I hope you got my apology as well. To the activity, I think it's very important, you know, that when you come in Parliament, you should take up as members of Parliament, especially as members of Shikoka. We really mean business when we say we are here to guide the public. And the kind of, or the manner in which we answer the question, it shows that our regulations. It doesn't matter how much pressure there is, but I think it's very important for me to listen. But again, trying to be successful is not going to help taking the things forward. Mistakes have been, if they have happened, you did not comply. But what you need to be saying differently is to say, we did not do this. Without, you know, having us spinning round and round again, like we are saying. Yeah, and we will not say it at all. Dear person, when you read the regulations from Treasury, they are just here, but there is a problem with not only this activity, but also DGs. I don't know why is the problem for me to comply. Is it ignorance, or is it that you are just there to get your check and that it is not really care about this government? PFMA is very clear. If you do not comply, you know what you should
you do need a state and all. You give contractors a contract without even following the procedures, but you don't want to own the mistake and the problem. But you know, but the question that we had, you know, since after we saw your post, was the Petrile, we knew that Petrile, you were charged 7,000 with Petrile. But the quality of those pilots, they need much to be better. So I think the lack of monitoring systems within the department. Because I think if you had monitored, if you had a system in place to monitor the contract, you wouldn't have the problems that you're having. For example, there are contractors that were paid without them finishing the contract. And, you know, and nothing is done, nothing is registered, there are due processes and all that. Can you finish us with a list of all these contractors who did not finish their job, but they were paid by government? Also, I want to know that if I want to know if those contractors have been blacklisted.
Thank you.
The capacity of the department to do proper monitoring of our mission. It's for that reason why we appointed Maxima. As to whether Maxima has done what it was supposed to do, that's why they have something to say, whether they don't have time to do it. Because the fact that they only started performing ultimately in the last 6 years, great 18, great 18, the financial year. And you will see some of the reports that they put forward in great 18, great 18. There was a question about the norms and standards, whether the unit cost in some cases, for example, the testing, the unit cost was 56,000 per unit. We used the standards 1035 or standards 1036 or 35 seconds, when I say 36, for the norms and standards, which precise the size of the toilet, which describes the length of the hole. So we have to go down by 6 meters or 7 meters. We use 10.35 cents, 10.35, so international standards, 10.85, to prescribe to the companies what should be delivered if it's a pit lathing, it's a VIP. But if it's a waterborne sanitation, it's easy. The norms are there. If you are upgrading from, say, for instance, no toilet to waterborne sanitation. So there were some norms and standards that we were using. The challenge in one of the instances is the level of sense and also the geotech variance. For instance, in first stage, you notice that it was classified. There's not a problem. The last thing that needs to be done before we can dig the book, and that takes a little bit of time. And it's you see it as you do for the organization in the south of Eastern Christine. That's going to be very difficult for us there to implement water consolidation. Rural settings, in most rural settings, we've seen it, instances where we deliver the VIP toilet for the paper in the same house, because the first one maybe 6 years ago on the Azran and full capsule. So you need to dig another hole. And for that reason, the Troika was between departments, the ministers from the three departments, water, general settlement, and cooperative governments, instructed us to find alternative ways of giving sanitation is well maintained. But also university maintenance, because if that toilet is not maintained properly and you don't have running trackers to maintain the toilet, so that the lifespan of the toilet is longer. Because currently, if you're maintaining it, the lifespan of that VRD will not be more than 3 months if you push it. So we wanted to avoid a situation where we end up going back to the same yard and cleaning the toilet. So hence, that's why I come in and I said, look, enough with this like approach. Let's find innovative ways of dealing for the rural areas. The role of the department, legal department, in terms of the contract, drafting the contract, serves anything with the role of among the 700 million rands that we talked about. That 700 million rands is not over. You recall that the function moved from water affairs in 2010, sanitation, all of it moved to the department in 2010. In 2010, the department had to gear itself up to get to appoint service providers who were procure. At the same time, we also spend the budget. Now, the rule in the built environment is that you have to get your line, your ducts lined up before you start the function. The coronary check is mentioned that it goes out to 10. You don't go into procurement in the year where you're implementing the program in the same year. Your target is not going to move through. Your financial and your non-financial target. The rule is you have to make appointments before the year of implementation so that you are able to spend your budget and you are able to meet your non-financial target. So the challenge here is that the function came to us in 2010 and the money came to us in 2010. We have to do the procurement in the same year. It comes across as if we are being different, but we have no reason to be different. And so this thing that happened. Sanitation moved after the elections to the Department of Human Services in 2010. And then we had to get going as quickly as we can, which is why we ended up refocusing some of the issues. For instance, the appointment of the management contracting company is something that should have been done first. But without, because we have two government entities that have done work before, so it would be easy to procure these two implementing entities, IGT and Bula Trust, because they have done this work before. Well, it's not a government entity. I think it's doing a lot of government work for the Department of Water Affairs.
Now I see
what they call it. I think IGT is the only government entity, but the relationship, Rula is an entity, but Rula and Water Affairs have been working together on a number of schemes and programs for this. So we thought that it would be easy to procure two entities to do the work on behalf of the organization. And we did know that crop performance was being the problem afterwards. So choice screening, yes, I agree with you. First of all, before the university graduation, we should have waited for the SSA to come back to us with the results. And this is the finding that the Auditor General has put forward. They were not contesting that at all. There's no reason to contest it. But it's the only outlier in terms of how we manage our processes. We always make sure that before contracting with service providers, we sign up properly and all the boxes have been ticked before we start. So in this one, because we have pressures, because of the nation pressure, we have bad pressures, we wanted to get going as quickly as well. And that's not something that will happen again. As much as the two entities have been doing their for government, what we figured out is that because most of their programs are social in nature, they don't have to they don't have a pool of professionals that they need to deliver on time and within budget. It turns out that their standard operating procedure, the way we do work, is different from that other governments do. So the penalty, you would have put in some penalty if it was a pure private sector company to say if you don't hit your time on time, then we will attribute those penalties. But if you look at the contract, you will know it's a standard company. the enforcement of some of the benefits that were the collateral issue there in the universities. And the thing is not only with this students was received, but it is one of the biggest challenges to them. Contract management and contract enforcement is a big challenge to them. Because in order for you to execute penalties, it would mean that you do continuous contract enforcement. And if you don't do continuous contract enforcement, continuous contract management, then you can't enforce it at the end. And something that you have to do every day, writing email to the service provider to say, you know, violated the contract number X, and we put you in the terms for you to rectify the problem. And if you don't rectify the problem within a week, then we will then be able to terminate the contract where there is a need. But for those things to happen, it means you must have good and strong contract managers. Not just contract managers, you must have good and strong construction project managers so they can manage the contract continuously. And this is what is happening in general, because we operate in a industrial environment, which is why we ended up appointing Maxima to do the contract enforcement. But Maxima and the implementing agents were not contract agents. So you can't enforce the contract.
All right. So that's why I mean.
Okay.
That's why I believe the department is not the direction. Of course, if you hire fly by night contractors to do the project, then you have this continuous problem of people not filling the contract. And this will come across in any project. So, I don't know how they put it in English, but not the end. It's not something that if you call them.
So we did put IDT on terms in 2013. We have seen the graph. If you look at the graph from 2013, you have seen that IDT and Ibura Trust is started shaping up in the last year. That's why.
Well, earlier you said you put it because you're not having come back, but now you say you put it.
What I'm saying is that the three-party agreements that are signed between the department, the management, the management company, and the implementing agencies, so that the management company could do
the that is not happen.
Yes,
it
is.
It was not through the will of God, because the department could do what it's supposed to do.
And last feature about the impact, so I'm aware that the World Staff General had to look for some of the non-compliance issues. But there are a lot of good projects in a number of other areas. The committee is willing to see those where things have worked perfectly and things have worked very well in some of the regions. We'll be more than willing to present that here. We take full responsibility for the areas that are not compliance, but at the same time, keep us all observing them. There are quite a number of areas where beneficiaries themselves accepted the product and we had to be recognized. And if you have choice in that, it's the matter of whether you
let's check the procedure for you. Not praise the fish machine, but to do that, I think. Yes, it's rather wrong thing when I'm done.
I just ask a question that I can do in my heart.
Have we taken the letter?
Yes, the
question.
When we started this program, the internal capacity of the industry was special. Because our core business is the majority of the industry, so to speak.
But yet, people move from what's affected. I suspect that they are visible in that.
That component of what I said was a very small component. You had a chief director and two directors, and you had a number of vacancies as well. So the challenge was whether we would be in a position to roll out a billion less budget within 1 year. The allocation of the MTF was almost a billion less, more than a billion less. So we needed to gear ourselves up. The department internally no way we are going to be able to have this problem. The short answer was welcome.
That is exactly my question. We are giving hope that now moves to water affairs.
I've talked to my colleague from water affairs. He assured me that they have geared themselves up fully. We also gave them a call of national resources that they can use as and when they need them. And we have a place.
Yes, of course, it speaks to the adjustments that we have to make in terms of the report and the new model that we have adopted as per recommendations from the AG. But specifically from a capacity point of view, we have regional officers in every province, and we have dedicated staff to deal with the issue of sanitation. And the equity is correct. We've also appointed professional service providers to augment the capacity that is necessary for verification of work that is done now by contractors. So we frame our completely implementing agent, and that assists us in a direct control of the project. And because the verification capacity is different, we're able to monitor month on month and per quarter the targets that have been set and how the progress has been made to result.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and good morning to members of the committee. I had the occasion twice to get an in-depth briefing from the Auditor General's office, the Auditor General himself, Mr. Kiri, and Mon Chavour, who is responsible for this project. I also my gratitude to the Auditor General's office and Mr. Sengwa, the in-depth possibility that there would not be an AG because the Constitution already allows for that. So thank you, AG. I also had some in-depth discussion with my department to understand why we are where we are right now. And I just want to indicate to the committee what steps are being taken to rectify what has been pointed out by the Auditor General. The Auditor General did raise concern about the manner in which the contractors were appointed. And the recommendation that came from that, which we fully appreciate and have taken on board, is to investigate the case of the irregularities as required by supply chain processes which were not followed, and the rules which were not followed, and the screening, etc., which was not followed, and the possibility that has been raised here by the committee that there might have been collusion, and that perhaps there might have been a conflict of interest. All of this will be investigated, and the investigation will be handed over to SOPA at the time when it is concluded to readdress any of the concerns that the committee has. Over and above that, we will review the procurement processes in order to prevent any occurrence of this in any of the contracts that we have, and make sure that there is a request for conditions and it is made clearer in order to prevent any misunderstanding that has been concern raised here by members of the portfolio committee. The identification of service providers, secondly, we will be able to bypass this one because we do have a housing development agency whose job would be to take over the responsibilities that seem to have been so badly done by Ebola and IGT. Secondly, we are mindful of the problems that have occurred in the short work that has been done. We would like to assure the committee that together with the Department of Water and Sanitation, we'll go back to those toilets and rectify them. We might not have the necessary resources now, but I have consulted with the CFO and his advisor that we would need to get permission from Treasury using the HSBC grants to make sure those toilets. the systems monitoring will be set up and etc. And we will ensure in future, which was not the case here, that payment is done only after the work and assessment has been done for work that is contracted out. And when further workmanship is identified, we've already said in public, one, we will blacklist those companies, and two, we require them to return and ensure that the job is done. Further than that, we are considering civil claims to be instituted where cases of this nature do occur. Where we will find that any of our officials will carry out their responsibilities in line with prescribed procedure, we will institute disciplinary procedures. Chair, we concede that the contracts were very badly written. As the FGTG has tried to explain, the pressure of delivering time frames and growing need for decency, especially for potential sanitation in the rural areas, has put us in a very difficult situation. But we concede that we could have done better, and we will do that. Has indicated that the updates will become better. Because that those issues will offset what you call messing up in this case. It will not happen. Okay. Thank you, Jefferson.
Thank you, Comrade Mesa.
Thank you, President. I need to get clarity, especially looking at the report of the report itself, so that I can clear it in my head to know when we talk or when the AG talks of the bid here. Obviously, it's not so clear where the bid evaluation committee, whether it was with the management account or with the implementing agent's feat that this member attempted or in a way reached the feat itself. Was it on the management or was it on the implementing agent? If we can get it. And also to say whether the contract for the implementing agent was only open for calling NGOs, because that's what you constantly refer to, that people that have an NGO, IGT is the NGO government, was the entire contract open only to NGOs, and looking at recommendation on page 5, recommendation F, and I see that this report is dated 2015, which is like 2 months, we are like on 58 to the report was issued. Whether any action is being done either by the Department of Human Settlements or the Department of Water and Sanitation with regard to Recommendation F. Because what Recommendation F says, Jefferson, is that this matter should be referred to the Competition Commission. And I want to check that aspect of things hasn't been covered. So I would like to check with it. And then on the it's on the management account or the money, the company that was supposed to provide management services for both Ebola and ICG. And it's a figure of that 9.5 million, which you said, I think, in your response, that because it was linked to the project and not to performance, that it's still covered, so we can't cover it. Because from the onset, we said it's linked to budget. So whether there's work or even if they do know work, which traditional teams did the work, but then they were paid almost 40 million, saying that there's in no way the concern is only tied in the ways of recovery and in the other aspects of rules, because it did not cover performance. But then when it comes to government recovering the money that was unduly, so that's what it is. Money to the unduly given to Maxima, according to what he said, and then the concern on that particular aspect of recovery is so tight that this money which were unduly given to Maxima cannot recover. I want to check that check. Thank you very much.
So the issue I was raising about non-transcendence, it's quite a very serious issue that leads more to a number of other related matters, among others the self-care agreement, among others the contractual agreement in the meeting society. It has to be too much from some adopted non-transcendence. I do know for a fact that the department will give us a specific question as far as water implementation is concerned. And the matter is still in the making, if you like. It is quite urgent. As we speak now, the department is in the process of rolling out a target eradication probe whose target is by the end of this month. Now, as that rollout is happening, it equally has to be guided. And those norms and standards come in there quite handy as to whether those are being adhered to, if any. Because I always imagine that as and when those norms and standards are adopted, they are put to parliament committee so that we have a sense of knowing as to exactly what is being followed in the whole entire process. That is a budget education program. So that's the issue. I'm quite aware that the issues they struggle between in the past and the present.
I suppose maybe water sanitation should respond to your question. You could say the intention is to eradicate the impact of talking about too much from now. Every government college, they will come here and say, this happened there, this happened there, there is no uniformity. Maybe that's our federal organization, but the first person to draw. Then, if there are no further follow-ups, take the COVID to Ghana and
recommendation that was referred to the conclusion, the conditions are accepted, and the mechanisms we can form the necessary information. We've given them all the documents that were needed, so it's in action already. The bids, were they limited to the NGOs? Yes, they were limited to the NGOs only, and that's why we had only NGOs only to discuss the question. And that's how we ended up appointing an IGT.
The explanation, everything is evident, this is to ensure that communities trained on how to sustain and maintain the infrastructure beyond the implementation. Which training was unevenly implemented and not properly monitored by the department. And an agency which awarded contracts to time when it needs more money. Maybe the question of the of that decision really students, other people, sure that they leave the then come to the core, as I love normal schooling. Not only to one conclusion, but anyway. team relevant to analyze the pack, so that they don't pack those it. Some of these are normally
seen. Yes, Chair, we've considered on the scoring. It's a case of not even if you brought aircraft on the scores in the team, that it is allowed to be decided. The payment of Marjana, remember, contract, the two court drivers, if you like, it is time and the parts. Those are the two things that you sign up. Have they done work? The answer is yes. They have done the work. And how do you know that they have done the work? You get a report. And when you get a report, you then have to verify the information, the report that satisfies the work done on the ground. So in other words, what we wanted to happen is that the classifier between Matsima and the department and the community pieces. Made ourselves of the three party argument between the two organizations. Then you accept the report. And then you have to verify it and all these things.
I don't let
Yes.
So it's not going to the
basis of payment was on the report that they received from them.
For the what?
The report of the work that they've done.
Or it does not matter how much work you have done, so much information that you've done from the
internet. The quality of the contract, I keep mentioning this point, that in the built environment, it doesn't matter how you look at it, you have to touch up your contractual arrangements. If you need to have the standard contracting arrangements, you have to fix it in the specification, because if the specification is weak, it actually is weak. So we consider that. I will pass the point about Maxima Capital. I wanted to respond to the payment part of the question about the payment of the 59 million. Because my basis to be the 59 million that you should have changed to the cost driver is work done in the report. How do you know that the work is done by getting the report and signed on the report? So the only evidence would be the report submitted to the department. That is why we need the 59 million. And I agree with you, Woody.
That's what we started. So your initial answer that it was not good performing, I think it made things easy for us, and we worry about who did that and why. At the moment, performance comes in, then create the competition. I think for my answer, that's not where I'm there. I think the question was more on fine, so we pay them, they don't do the job, they can't recover the money.
If the fee was linked to the value of the work done, that would have been a better contract for them. Because the value of the work done is very small. In year one, contractors were not ahead. So in most cases, we link the fee to the value of the work done, so that it's linked to performance. what has been done, what is on the ground, what is the meaning of the life on the ground, is it the succession of the family. So therefore that fee, it is 5%, it's 5%, 50 million rand, it's 50 million rand, it's the value of the work on the ground. But this one was a fee linked to budget implementation. We checked it yesterday, the nature of the contract. It's budget implementation, the consulting management companies help to help us to achieve two targets, the financial target and the non-financial target. And the financial target is budget implementation. And the non-financial target is the assist us to get the sales commitment to implement the 100 million funds that we have in this current financial year. And so we felt that for my side, we should have conducted that. The debt conducting would have been 5% for the
solution. Because when people want to give the money to that fund, so that's surely the contract. Go through them for this conversation. Year one started in October, meaning that you only had about 5 months before the end of the financial year. So if Mazima has to be paid for year one, it means it was necessarily only 5 months. So if you talk about budget implementation 5 months, what quantity of that budget was implemented? So I'm saying, people who work in finance are not satisfied, especially when it comes to doing their own things for the right people. So, I encourage the consultant to be able to do that, because I'm not in a position to do that. So, I think, your response would be, Mazima had a contract, a legal contract with the government, which allowed for certain targets. So if there is a case for Hunter, have Mazima, it would be official to have the contract. Because no legal contract with the government in accordance with the conditions of the act. So you can't go to Mazima and say, what money is going to be made? They got money in accordance with the contract of a client. So suddenly, here, who is that money?
Thank you.
papers, just with regard to the method of this day, with regards to going forward the application or to Treasury with regards to the grant to sustain the situation and improve the mesh that was created. So, the Minister indicated that she has contact with Treasury. Was this formally done? Is there a formal application that to fill the gap in terms of the non-delivery, that there will be a possibility of a further grant from Treasury, and will it be up to the medium-term budget policy statement coming up in October, or is it it's only a recommendation from the committee in terms of the detail of our reports?
Thank you, Chair. My question really is for the Treasury Department. After the minister should have outlined the commitment for the report, and we agree that now the issue of those toilets are not being analyzed. Are able to work together and dealing with these concerns as the two departments, to the Department of Water and Transportation, in all the response and the whole matter of this report, especially on the issue of understanding, because now that the issues on the water is the understanding the non-compliance, the issue of the capacity building, the issue of the reports from the city that for one toilet, for 1 minute, they spent 36,000. And really, if you can go through those toilets, the standard of those toilets are very, and the quality of the standard. What the government is going to do, what is the government can do? Are they committed and so that they're going to go back and try to or are you going to make sure that the register companies recover the money? Because I think that as a water, there was the money in the city that has been used unfairly. What the government is going to do with the officials? Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, Chief. I'm looking at the follow-up for the question. It's just a comment from the discussion that you have.
All right, and then we close.
Yeah. Both of us are trying to say that we are studying in our report and the registration. On the responses that we had, really, I think for the first part of the journal, was on the floor, we were starting to get attention. So when you check on what the minister expects, so it's recorded on the issue which were raised by the intention of the I was wondering if it's possible to check because here in the region that maybe within 7 days, they sent us a report on questions that we have. So that we can access that in terms of crafting the registration. And like when you trade the handcuffs, the people can say anything. She's very strong, so that father and mom will be able to reach or to get the job there. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And also the most important
Thank you, Chair. The first question was about how we're going to do the education of authority that we're not properly constructed. Minister's response was that we would have to run to present and see if we can rectify those challenges. We will have to write to President if it's a commission for that. We can't just do it. I'm assuming that President would want us to rectify using the same grant instead of using a different grant. But we will write to President. Two departments are working together. Most of the time we spend more time discussing all the issues, even if it was managed jointly by the two departments. We get it over. The budget on the 1st of November, not here. So they have geared themselves up fully to manage this. The question about the 50,000 rands, more than standard, in the first 8 steps, when we sound as if we are being defensive on the issue, it's because we try to give a college to all of these issues. So I said the 50,000 in the first 8 years sound a little bit more expensive. But if you factor in hotels, you factor in all, because in some of the areas, when the tribal ministers took a decision that we're not going to replace the other required, and it meant that we need to pay for bulk services, and there was no reference money for bulk services, and we used exactly the same grant to do that. But we will discuss that when we have the opportunity. Verification on the work done. Even before we know the function, we took a conscious decision to do proper verification. Where there is poor workmanship, there are processes that we have to recover money. It's not doing it. We have to recover the money from the contractors. If we're not recovering the money, the contractors will have to fix the problem in the terms. It's only instances, such as because we do it in housing. Instances where you have no one to change, you have no one to get maybe the cover of the houses is no more, it's just going to under liquidated. There we do rectification. If the cover is not done, it should work, it's still around, we will go after the cover. We have many ways to do that. we will not rectify, use the system to rectify if the company has turned around and is doing business. So there is a standard operating process procedure that we use to jump back the money. In fact, if we simply rectify without doing that, without following the recovering the money or rectifying work by the contractors themselves, it will become prosecution, it will become an instant prosecution. So we will have to go after the contractors to make sure that the work is done properly. But we've done a lot of verification of the work in the district. And again, the biggest challenge, especially on the budget and application, which the chairperson on the water and sanitation is raising, the biggest challenge has always been this issue of moving from budget to water bond. Because once you move from budget to water bond, then the unit cost goes up significantly. And you will see it when water and sanitation makes the application condition. I want to state that in the report, from page 32 up to page 34, the departmental responses are stated there. And if you read all of them, you're not being aggressive and you're not being defensive. We take full responsibility where we're supposed, where we agree, but it's kind of explaining the issue. We have not been aggressive upon it. We take full responsibility. But on page 32 and page 35, that's where the departmental responses are, but we can supplement that with information that we don't have to memorize as fast as we do.
I don't know whether maybe I'm not getting you, because I think you are referring to what I'm trying to say. The standard and the norm of how to think is concerned. If we don't get answers to our own satisfaction, that we've got the right to ask the department to send us detailed information in writing.
That's good,
Richard.
Thank you very much, Jay. I think there was a question around what section of the DFMI regulates the upfront payment. Is this Treasury regulation 15.1.1? But you're right there. And the issue is that that section does require the accounting officers to make payments with regard to efficient, effective, and economic program delivery. But it does encourage upfront payments unless it is required by the contract. With regard to the requirements of the grant, I just want to indicate to the committee that although the original budget was 1.2 billion, as the Treasury noticed the underspending in the grant, there was also cash money. Through this money, so the total flow of funds is now at 1.08 billion. So there was some money taken out because of the flow movement. And then the last question was with the body of two. I think DG confirmed that there's not been any request for shifting ICS teaching money to the RDF flow and in water affairs. We have, however, the bucket eradication program, which is also extended slowly. We are recommending to effect that program is extended for another year. A lot of these grants are put in a 3 or 4 year grant maximum, and we've not closed anything. So both the buckets and the RDP still running programs. They are now with the Department of Water and Sanitation. Clearly, there was no expenditure in the first quarter on these programs.
All right. The full comment is sitting there next to you. So I'm not the patch. All right. Comrades, DJ and TG, I think
value that was implemented is in that system. I think everything else, and of course the individual that has this tool, it has monitoring, they can allow all the decisions to be able to do. And that's the concern that's always been there around government expenditure. What if tech can be justified? In terms of services delivered, in terms of infrastructure. We find that this tool is central. The department and the company is public. And I think that is what the IT after the COVID. Well, I think we look at the engagement for next week, see how they guide our question to the house, the construction. So basically, this is what we're talking about, and this is what we were going forward. So, community. Tomorrow, comrades, if they are engaging with this on the center,